WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Now, let's be real. Life can throw some curveballs our way, right? Sometimes it feels like we're dodging obstacles faster than a ninja warrior course. But what if I told you that these bumps in the road aren't just tests of endurance but opportunities to build something incredible inside of us, resilience? That's what we're diving into today. How to cultivate that unshakable inner strength, the kind that lets you bounce back stronger after any setback. Because let me tell you, this isn't about becoming some stoic rock statue, impervious to feeling anything. This is about learning to navigate the storm with grace, clarity, and a whole lot of badassery. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a tree. We all go through those winds, those unexpected storms, the harsh criticisms, the heartbreak, even the everyday stresses that can feel like they're constantly whipping around us. But a resilient tree doesn't break, it bends. It adjusts its branches, digs its roots deeper, and ultimately, comes out stronger on the other side. So how do we become those trees? How do we build that inner resilience? First up, acceptance. This isn't about saying, everything happens for a reason, because sometimes stuff just sucks. But it's about acknowledging what is, without letting it consume you. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? You know the feeling. Traffic jams, spilled coffee, that email you really didn't want to send. Accepting those moments as part of the journey helps you move through them faster instead of getting stuck in a spiral of frustration. Next, perspective is key. Take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Is this truly a defining moment? Or just another chapter in your story? Remember that time when you thought something was the end of the world, only to realize it turned out to be a blessing in disguise? Our brains love to focus on the negatives, but shifting our perspective can make all the difference. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens, but you can control your reaction to it. Choose your thoughts wisely. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow? Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all stumble sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on with grace. Finally, remember the power of community. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who celebrate your wins, and who offer support during those challenging times. Sharing your experiences with others can help you process them and realize that you're not alone in this journey. Let me share a real-life example. I had this friend, Sarah, who was going through a tough breakup. She felt like her whole world was crumbling. Instead of letting herself get swallowed up by the sadness, she decided to channel her energy into something positive. She started taking pottery classes, joined a hiking group, and even volunteered at an animal shelter. She still had those down days, but she learned to lean on her friends, practice self-care, and focus on the things that brought her joy. A few months later, she was telling me how much stronger she felt, not just emotionally, but also mentally. She realized that even though the breakup was painful, it opened up space for new experiences and opportunities. So, what's the takeaway here? Adversity is a part of life, no escaping that. But by building resilience, by cultivating those inner strengths, we can not only survive those storms but actually thrive in their wake. Remember, you are stronger than you think. You have the power to choose your response, to learn from every experience, and to emerge from challenges as an even more incredible version of yourself. Keep that stoic spirit alive. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little reminder about their own resilience. And be sure to join the conversation on social media. I want to hear your stories, your insights, and how you're building your own inner strength. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.